Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Welcome back to the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak.
We're 30 minutes away from a couple of new songs. Once again.
Bangers.
Some bangers.
Hell yeah.
The new hit song, Hanin' and Banin'. And also a song I got in my email, the new Speakeasy name song from an artist named Billy Bulge.
Yep.
So we'll check that out in about 30 minutes.
Yep.
This is the Speakeasy on 97.1 The Freak. I'm Kevin Turner. People call me KT as well. Jeff Cavanaugh, Julie Dobbs, and Matt Cather having a good time with you on a Friday. Hope you're doing great. This is our 70th episode, and we're celebrating Zach Martin today. And Jeff has more Cowboys stuff in the Best Damn Sports segment, period, brought to you by Reserve Auto Group.
Sports, balls, feelings, magic. It happened, and people are talking about it. But if you haven't heard us talk about it yet, it's time for the Best Damn Sports segment, period.
Thank you, Kevin.
You're welcome, Jeff.
Hey, it's me, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Julie.
Hey. What's up?
Hey, Matt.
We got some... Hey, Matt. You good?
Hello, DFW world.
Okay. Okay, OJ.
There's some stuff happening. Some real big stuff, if we're being honest. So the Cowboys made coaching changes earlier this week. A few. They announced a bunch of guys that aren't going to be back. Well, Dan Quinn's been on the road interviewing for head coaching gigs, the Cowboys defensive coordinator. And honestly, I thought there was a pretty good chance he might get one this year. Last year, he was a finalist for some jobs. He didn't get one. He came back to the Cowboys. And Jerry gave him some more money. Well, this year, holy cow, Dan Quinn's a finalist for three different head coaching jobs. And then comes yesterday afternoon when it is announced, Dan Quinn informed teams interested in him that he is staying in Dallas.
All right.
Whee!
Yay!
That's good.
This is good. We like this.
He was a top candidate for the Cardinals job and interviewed for the Colts and Broncos. But according to Tom Pelissero, his heart is in Dallas, and he wants to win a Super Bowl there.
It's more of a sure thing than the other three options. There's no doubt about it. Arizona with the old roster, Kyler coming off an ACL and a long-term contract there. Russell Wilson's contract in Denver, and the Colts don't have a quarterback. I think they have the number four pick in the draft, so maybe they do something there. So, I mean, if you want to maybe take a look at your options next year.
I always wonder about that because I would imagine, look, Dan Quinn being back is awesome for the Cowboys. And I bet you part of the appeal is he is fairly certain he'll have a good defense again. And I think he's fairly certain he'll have a good defense again because Micah Parsons exists.
Mm-hmm.
And he feels pretty good about that. But you're also not taking these interviews if you're not interested in a head coaching job. So it always just kind of throws me to see how that process goes. Like, is there maybe one job he was interested in and it didn't look like he was going to get that one? And it was like, I don't like these other ones. So I'm going to go where I'm happy. I'm comfortable. I like what I'm doing. And Mike and I are going to go beat people up some more.
Yeah. Like, was your heart with the Cowboys from the beginning, or did you have to realize your heart was with the Cowboys after doing the interview process?
I mean, it would have been really easy during a playoff week to not interview with other teams if you weren't interested. So I would imagine he's interested, but who knows? Maybe throughout those processes,
it didn't feel right.
It doesn't. Yeah, you're like, I don't know about this, and I don't wonder, but I wonder. I wonder, and I wonder. I wonder. Do you think? I'm just asking a question. Because Jerry Jones also said, or Mike McCarthy said, that Jerry Jones said that he wants McCarthy to coach as long as Tom Landry did.
That's weird.
So that'd be another 20-something years. Do you think maybe Dan Quinn thinks that's hogwash and that maybe he could be the head coach of the Cowboys soon?
I mean,
if he hangs around?
Dan Quinn knows Mike McCarthy's contract, but you're probably not thinking about that too much, honestly. You're probably like, here's... Like, you know how things work? Rarely are you in your career at least maybe I'm wrong
here.
This is an odd job, I guess, kind of, that we have too. But I'm rarely thinking 2 years ahead of time or 1 year ahead of time. I'm really not. So, like,
depends if you're happy.
Yeah, I guess I can only speak for me. Like, I feel like Dan Quinn wanted that Giants job last year, and they gave it to Dable, and he ended up pulling his name out of the cycle. But I can't remember the order of operations.
I think he wanted the Broncos job.
Yes,
and they gave it to Hackett.
Yeah,
yeah, because the Broncos might have wanted Dan Quinn and thought he was a better coach. But we're going to follow that thread, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Nathaniel Hackett was the coach of the Broncos last year. They hired him because Aaron Rodgers and Nathaniel Hackett are tight, and they thought maybe they would get Aaron Rodgers. They didn't. They got Russell Wilson. He looks broken. And when we're done with Cowboys, we'll talk about Nathaniel Hackett got fired after 1 year and is now going to be the offensive coordinator of the Jets because the Jets want Aaron Rodgers.
Oh.
They're hoping that he can get Aaron Rodgers to force his way to the Jets.
I think the Packers would love to trade Aaron Rodgers to the Jets, too.
I think the Jets NFC would be thrilled not only to have Aaron Rodgers for a year, maybe two, but to see if they could fix their top pick, Zach Wilson, who looks broken, by having Aaron Rodgers around.
We're a couple years away from an Aaron Rodgers dong pick getting out with Crocs in the background, aren't we? This is the Brett Favre thing all over again. The amount of years match up. I mean, it's fascinating. It's the same time.
Will he get some Vikings in, too, you think?
And maybe he comes back to stick it to him. Maybe he joins the Dan Campbell Lions.
There you
know?
Go. Well,
but it's the same time.
Like,
the same amount of years that he sat. Because if Aaron Rodgers comes back, Jordan Love is going to demand a trade. And the Packers are going to be like, we can't get anything for you.
Yeah, they're going to be like, we'd love to trade you, but no one wants you. So why would I trade you for a sixth-round pick? Just hang tight, little buddy. So Dan Quinn's going to be back, which is awesome for the Cowboys because there is absolutely no doubt that he is a very good defensive coordinator. The players love him. He loves the players. It's working. They've had a really good defense 2 years in a row, led the league in turnovers 2 years in a row. So Dan Quinn is back, and everybody is super, super happy about it. Let me give you – I'm going to give you some quotes because I also think that offensive coordinator Kellen Moore might want to have his head on a swivel. Because here is Mike McCarthy yesterday talking about Dan Quinn staying with the Cowboys. We're all extremely excited. Or here, do you want me to turn this to you, KT?
Can yeah.
You do this as McCarthy?
Oh, nice.
Oh, yeah.
Do that one and then that one.
Second
one and then the top one.
He's here with us now.
I think there's a bunch of reasons. Okay, this is Cowboys coach Mike McCarthy on Dan Quinn staying as DC.
Yeah, Dan Quinn staying.
I think it's a bunch of reasons. I think it's the staff, it's the players. Clearly, there's a position to be selective, and I'm extremely excited about the decision. We're all extremely excited to have Dan back. This is big for us. This is big for continuity. You guys know what continuity is?
Yep.
Even you, Ed Warder?
I don't have an
Ed
Warder voice.
Ed Warder probably doesn't know what continuity is. You know what I'm saying?
I don't have an Ed Warder voice.
Frankly, on a personal note, I can't tell you how thankful I am.
Okay, so you need a translation of that, Julie, or you get a handle on it?
I'm keeping
it
my
major,
job.
Major slap voice.
We're all extremely excited to have Dan back. This is big for us.
Big.
It gives us continuity. On a personal note, I can't tell you how thankful I am because the defensive coordinator who'd been interviewing for head coaching jobs is back.
Yeah.
And he's super excited. All right, let's do the offensive coordinator.
All right.
Kellen Moore has been out interviewing for head coaching jobs, and now let's see how excited he is about Kellen Moore.
Okay, what you got?
Because he is so excited about Dan Quinn.
Kellen Moore, just like the rest of the coaches, we'll lock him in a room and evaluate him.
Yeah.
They're not going to go home to the family.
Okay, yeah, wow. Thank you, Coach. Not a single word about he's even going to be here. But Kellen Moore, like all the coaches, will be evaluated.
Yeah, that doesn't sound good.
Dan's here, Kellen. Yeah.
What about Kellen?
We'll figure it out.
We don't know if he's going to be here. We'll let you know after we take a look at some things.
Uh-oh.
So Dan Quinn
Seems
is going to be here. Yeah, Dan Quinn's going to be here, and he's real fired up about it. And Kellen Moore, there was, and I think there was a little bit more that he said about it beforehand where he's like, look, I'm not even going to do this stuff. You know, we got stuff to evaluate where I'm not even going to talk about this stuff. What about Dan? Hell yeah, Dan's back. And it's going to be awesome. We love Dan. So keep your head on a swivel, Kellen Moore.
Well, much like the quarterback to an extent, a little different, well, actually a lot different, but you can do better at offensive coordinator than Kellen Moore, and you could probably do a lot worse at offensive coordinator than Kellen Moore. If they don't bring Kellen back, to me, I think that's playing with fire, and you can tell me who they bring in, and we can all...
They're bringing Mike McCarthy, Freaky Mike, on the play call.
Mike's not going to do that.
Freaky Mike on the play call.
I don't think he wants to do that anymore. I could be wrong.
I hope he wants to do that.
Just to see? I mean,
Well, just because if you're an offensive head coach, I want you to want to call the plays. Like, even if you can realize, like, oh, I think we could be as good or better with someone else doing it and me being the head coach, I would like you to want to be the guy on your side of the ball.
Wouldn't you want to call the offensive plays if your job's probably on the line next year?
His job ain't on the line, Matt.
Not next year?
Did you not hear what Mike McCarthy said, what Jerry said? He said Jerry Jones told him this week he wants McCarthy to coach the Cowboys as long as Tom Landry did.
Okay. All right, I'll go back in the hole.
That seems...
No, you're fine. He's here, though. You know.
That seems weird.
One more year.
It seems weird that Jerry would tell Mike McCarthy that, and then Mike McCarthy would tell the world that. Like, if somebody was going to announce that to the world, it should have been Jerry. Because
Mike wanted Dan Quinn to hear that. Like, Dan, don't be coming back here thinking that I'm getting fired, bro.
Yeah.
You're the defensive coordinator, damn it.
It just sounds like maybe something Jerry said after, like, you know, partying or whatever, and he didn't necessarily mean it. And then Mike McCarthy was like, but wait, listen to what Jerry told me, everybody.
Yeah. There's just a very big difference in the way he's talking about their offense and their defense. So here is Mike McCarthy on adjusting the Cowboys' offense. We will adjust. It never stays the same. We'll definitely continue to try to evolve our offense. But let's not be blind to the productivity of this offense. It's been an extremely productive offense the last 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a lot of hedging when he's talking about anything on offense. And on defense, it's just, we are thrilled. Which they should be. Dan Quinn is an awesome defensive coordinator. And he'll be a Cowboy. And so that is lovely. Congrats,
That's
Cowboy
good.
Fans. That's going to be your best signing or keeping of the offseason. In other coaching news, Frank Reich is going to be the head coach of the Carolina Panthers. There's no reason to fart about it. And the Jets hired offensive...
Not an appropriate reaction.
The Jets have hired Nathaniel Hackett, who got fired as the Broncos head man, to be the offensive coordinator of the Jets. And I think the whole world agrees that that is 100% about, can we get Aaron Rodgers?
There's no doubt. And they can. Here's what it takes, I think. And I could be wrong here. First round pick this year, which is, I believe, pick 13. Green Bay already has the 15th pick. So Green Bay would be sitting there at 13 and 15.
Okay.
Okay.
If you were the Packers and you're calling me, telling me this stuff, I'd stop you right there. And I'd be like, if you say more than that, I'll fight you.
Well, in terms of negotiations, the Packers would be like, I need two first.
Yeah.
And then we'll start there.
Uh-huh.
But I think it's going to be...
I'd say we're going to trade for Russ.
A one... Go ahead and throw in Elijah Moore.
Oh, God. No, I want Aaron to throw to Elijah Moore.
Yeah, I know, right?
And Garrett Wilson.
You know, Elijah Moore didn't get along with Mike LaFleur, so he probably wouldn't get along with Matt LaFleur. So Packers might not even want Elijah Moore.
The Jets could be a really fun team.
Oh, yeah.
If you put a good quarterback on the Jets.
Am I wrong?
The AFC East would be so much fun.
Am I wrong that they could contend with the Bills?
They could.
That roster is pretty loaded.
Their rookie, Sauce Gardner, was one of the best corners in football.
Their running back was one of the best running backs in football until he got hurt. And I know running back's a weird position, but...
They had good receivers. If they had a good quarterback and a good defense...
They just had trash quarterback play.
The AFC East would be so fun.
I know that...
Belichick would have the worst team in the AFC East.
Okay, would you give a 1, a 2, and a 3...
I mean, I say no.
A whole draft?
I say no, but if I don't give up whatever it takes to get a good quarterback, who ideally you'd be thinking Aaron Rodgers would play, what, 2 years for you? Two. Maybe three, hopefully? Yeah, it's worth it.
You know you're getting two.
It's worth it.
Man, this is interesting, because I think this is different than the last couple of years where the Packers clearly wanted Aaron Rodgers back.
Yeah.
And I think they're now like, you know what? 9-8, and I know we traded away Devontae Adams, but I'm sorry, 8-9, and we're not going to completely rebuild. But here you are on your way out, telling us we got to sign all your old friends who don't help us.
And like, you're going to count $60 million next year.
It's just old, and this is what happened with Favre. and they got ahead of it. Now, they had a GM at the time who was willing to make that leap, right? We're going to trust this Aaron Rodgers guy who had performed well when asked to play.
Yeah.
Jordan Love has performed well when asked to play once. Okay? One time. Okay? But it was this year. So,
yeah. You know what would be fun for the Packers is you blow it up and you see if Jordan Love's any good. And if he's not any good, you've blown it up.
You've already blown it up, so it doesn't matter.
And you're in the hunt for the Caleb Williams sweepstakes a year from now.
I'm wondering if they got the Jets pick at 13, if they would do something with 15 and 13. Go put them together up and see if you can go get someone. But I don't know. That's something that the Jets are clearly making that move to try to get. Woody Johnson did this with Favre. He wants to do this. The Jets want Rodgers bad.
They literally hired an offensive coordinator to try to get Aaron Rodgers. Broncos did hire a head coach to try to get Aaron Rodgers.
I could see Rodgers going to New York way more than I could ever saw Favre going to New York.
Yeah.
You know?
I could see it too. Now, this is the Best Damn Sports segment, period, on 97.1 The Freak. We're the Speakeasy. I'm Jeff. That's KT, Julie, and Matt. I have to tell the truth here. I don't believe in lying on the radio. I didn't see the Mavs game last night.
Come on, man.
Because I had volleyball, doubleheader.
Mm-hmm.
We won.
We did win, Jeff.
No, my volleyball team won.
Oh,
yeah, we won both games.
All of Dallas rejoices.
Well, and Fort Worth. All of DFW rejoices.
Yeah, for sure.
We've started the Winter League 2-0, and I got frostbite on four toes.
Ouch.
But I didn't see the Maverick game. I've just heard what you had told me about the Maverick game. Is Luka okay?
Luka's going to be fine. The x-rays came back negative, but he did hurt that left ankle in the first quarter.
It's gross.
And eventually when that happened, I was debating turning it off. Not I was like, well, I know how this goes. Might as well just go to bed. And then you kind of kept hanging in there, and you're like, well, look at this. And then Spencer Dinwiddie's going off. I think Spencer Dinwiddie had, 36 last night.
Oh, trade Luka.
They were giving Spencer Dinwiddie the Luka treatment. They were double-teaming him. But what happened last night?
That's because he's the only guy who can dribble.
I think it's too convenient to say it's a coincidence. But the Mavericks did have a Cooper Rush performance last night. They won with defense. They won with defense, and they haven't been able to do that. Now, it helps that DeAndre Ayton was kind of trash for most of the game.
He had 20 rebounds.
No, he ends up with a great line of 19 and 20, but he had a couple of spans there. Like, dude, you've taken 10 straight shots, you haven't made one. So that was a bit of a problem. I don't know if they're just still kind of I mean, they don't have Devin Booker right now, so Phoenix is weird. They're at 500. It's weirdly a game that you need. Everyone's stacked up in the West now. And you don't know if, like, trade deadline teams, who's buying, who's selling. You don't have any idea what teams are doing. So things are very interesting right now with the trade deadline coming up in about 2 weeks. I think February 9th is the day. But, dude, they were double-teaming Dinwiddie, and he was passing it off. And they were really attacking the middle with Dwight Powell.
Hey,
that sound crazy?
Dwight Powell's kind of been playing well the last, week plus? He's kind of been, playing well.
Ever since that guy at the bar 2 weeks ago told me that he makes $20 million a year, and I had to correct him and tell him, no, it's closer to 11.
Yeah.
Dwight Powell's turned it on a notch.
You think that's what did it?
Yeah. But you don't have to have three guys scoring 20 points if you're not going to give up 120 points.
That's true.
The defense,
that's good math,
came through last night, so yeah. That was good.
Yeah.
And maybe it's a coincidence. Luka leaves, the defense plays better. You know?
Did we know that Spencer Dinwiddie had a 36.9 assist night in him?
I think when asked to do that random game where, like, on a back-to-back where Luka's got to sit, he could do that. I think he's done it once already this year. Where he went off.
Yeah.
But it's just like, hey, the game is in your hands, Spencer.
Her life is in your hands, dude.
They should do this to Tim Hardaway, remember?
Mm-hmm. I mean,
take it over. We're not playing Luka and KP tonight. Tim Hardaway, go score a bunch.
It's shown that he's the only one outside of Luka that can create his own shot.
Yeah.
Yeah, and we knew that, right?
Your usage rate will be high if you're the other guy who can dribble.
I wanted to see some more Jaden Hardy last night, but I think they were just kind of like, right now we're trying to keep a defensive heavy, court on the floor. Because Reggie, Dorian,
Josh Green?
Josh Green played a lot, too. Yeah, Josh Green played 32 minutes. So, I don't know. It was a huge win.
Yeah.
One that's very unexpected. Granted, Devin Booker didn't play, but how many games have the Mavs lost where the other team didn't have their good players? So
that's great.
All of them.
Huge.
Huge.
Do we think, and Matt, I want to include you in this, do we think that the Mavericks are going to do anything at the trade deadline? Because I think we kind of still don't know what they're going to be because all the guys who have been hurt, like without Maxey, it's, I don't know how many NBA teams would say, we don't have Maxey Kleba, so it's, we're not at full strength. But for the Mavericks, it's true. I don't know what is to be done.
In the West, you're two games out of the three seed and you're two games out of the playoffs.
Yeah.
So
and
you're stacked
at two games
up.
Above 500.
Yeah. You're stacked.
I would expect them, and I hate to be this way, to be typical Mavs, where they don't do much of anything, and if the only person they move, it seems like it'll probably be Tim Hardaway. And that's what they're hoping for because of his contract. I don't see a big splash, and I hope I'm wrong, but it seems like that's a typical Mavs thing.
It's like a Hardaway giveaway kind of deal?
Yeah.
It's a big contract. The production's not there.
This was a...
Nothing against Tim. Great guy. Loved him.
No, absolutely. I think they'd love to get off that contract. But like the other thing is, like, I heard Ben and Skin talking about this the other day, and there's more context to the conversation than what I'm about to offer, but Skin was basically saying something to the extent of it probably makes more sense to wait than to do something now. And by now, I mean this year's trade deadline. Yeah. We're going to try to get help for Luka, and everyone's talking about that. Well, you can't miss on when you get help for Luka.
Yeah,
you do it this time and it puts you in a hole to not be able to do something later, you may not have another chance to do something, which is concerning because I would definitely 2 or 3 years ago, I was like, okay, everyone can chill out with the Luka's going places talk. But you've heard Tim McMahon make some comments sometimes, mm-hmm. you know, and you're kind of like, okay, maybe he is getting a little fed up. I know what he doesn't like losing more than anyone, more than maybe anyone in the league. He can't handle losing. And that's why he's got technical fouls and lots of stuff, because he can't handle it.
Yeah.
And maybe that'll stop when he grow up a little bit, but I kind of don't want him to stop being
I love
way.
It.
You need to always, but Michael Jordan hated losing.
We can do for a little impulse control.
A little bit.
Oh, just a little.
Yeah,
for sure.
Technicals need to go down, but I love the mentality overall. Yeah, why wouldn't you?
It doesn't have to be every call where we throw the arms out, but, you know, the thing that's...
I'm so proud of him when he commits a foul and he raises his hand. I'm like, look at you! You know that you fouled somebody. That's great.
And I'm like, no, put it down. They need to call it on Reggie.
Put it on Powell.
Yeah, they need to put this on Powell. You know?
I do love me some petty Luka. Oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot of pettiness out there, and it's great.
He's one of those dudes that can play angry and frustrated and all those different things, because some guys can't.
No doubt.
He definitely can't.
Like, he doesn't forget about things.
Yeah. The post game a couple of games ago after the loss to Washington was like, I felt like, a really, really sad and defeated Luka. That, I mean, we've seen it before, but one of the reporters asked, you know, what do you guys need to do differently on defense? And Luka just said everything and stood up and walked off.
And went in his tank.
Yeah.
Six-wheeler.
I feel like maybe it's a little worse than it has been in the past, to where maybe he's not being super vocal about wanting some help and needing some help and telling Mark Cuban, you got to help me. But there's just something about the way it feels right now, being on the cusp of being able to do something and having inconsistency around him. I think they're going to do something.
So there's 10 games left until the All-Star break. Okay. Which I've been kind of in my head going, they just need to get the All-Star break so he can rest for a second. Right. 10 games left to the All-Star break. 9 of those games are against teams in the Western Conference.
Beat them up.
By the time we get to the trade deadline in 6 games, I don't know that we'll have a more, or in 5 games, I don't know that we'll have a more clear picture of where they stand in the West. But by the time we get to the All-Star break, I think we should know.
I'm tired as hell.
Unless they go 5-5 in their next 10. But these are some big games of teams that are right there with them where they are in the West.
Yeah.
A couple teams are ahead of them. Sacramento, who they can go chase down. I think Sacramento will fade out here in a little bit. I think these are very important little 10-game stretch.
Yeah, and last night's win was very huge.
Huge.
Yeah.
Huge.
We'll see if Luka plays on Saturday in Utah.
And that is the best damn sports segment, period. I am incredibly excited for what is about to happen on the show, though, Kevin.
Thank you, Jeff. 2 world premiere brand new bangers, including a song about our very own Matt Cather.
Hey guys, it is Ryan. I'm not sure if you know this about me, but I'm a bit of a fun fanatic when I can. I like to work, but I like fun too. It's a thing. And now the truth is out there. I can tell you about my favorite place to have fun. Chumba Casino. They have hundreds of social casino style games to choose from, with new games released each week. You can play for free anytime, anywhere. And each day brings a new chance to collect daily bonuses. So join me in the fun. Sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.